Lesson 6. Learn how your brain is wired. Did you know that one of the main reasons that you don't understand why your friends, relations, partners or colleagues behave and react in a different way to you may be that your brains are wired differently? Men love gadgets, facts and figures. Women focus on relationships and conversation. It's true, isn't it? Well, sometimes it is, and sometimes it isn't. According to Alan and Barbara Pease, who have written a book on the matter, 15 to 20% of men have feminized brains, and about 10% of women have masculinized brains. So how does this affect us and our relationships? In the book, we join Dan, a finance director, who is going through a project and budget proposal with his colleague Geraldine. While Dan is more interested in charts and graphs that illustrate where the project is at, Geraldine is more concerned with finding the right person to manage the project. We also join Geraldine and her partner John on their way to a wedding as they fall into conflict about Geraldine's map reading abilities. The theory is that each of us has a brain that falls somewhere on a spectrum between extreme male and extreme female brain. People whose brains are wired mainly for feminine thinking are more likely to make decisions and deal with problems based on intuition or gut feeling, and are more likely to be creative and insightful. Whereas people whose brains are wired mainly for masculine thinking are likely to make decisions and deal with problems using statistical data, logic, and analysis, with their emotions hardly influencing them at all. People always want to know, does brain sex affect or determine my sexuality? The answer is no. Having a more systematic brain does not necessarily mean that you are male, any more than being empathetic means that you are female. It simply determines the way your brain works. So, are you more right-brained or left-brained? Just as you have a dominant hand, dominant eye, and even a dominant foot, you probably have a dominant side of your brain. People who are left brain dominant tend to communicate with others and process information with a preference for logic and facts, maths and numbers, rules and regulations, names and details. Whereas people who are right brain dominant tend to communicate with others and process information with a preference for feelings and emotions, philosophy and ideas, symbols and images, imagination and creativity. If you are left brain dominant and feel more comfortable getting involved in the detail, you may be puzzled or even annoyed by someone who is right brain dominant. To you, they may seem vague and disorganized without a structure or a strategy for what they're trying to do. But if, on the other hand, you are right brain dominant, you may be infuriated by someone who is left brain dominant because they appear to you to be obsessed with the detail and don't seem to be able to think creatively at all. And scientists have now discovered a link between hand preference and brain sex. The theory is that exposure to testosterone in the womb may play a role in determining both handedness and brain sex. So, what difference does all this make to understanding and resolving conflict? Well, discovering whether you and others are more right or left-brained and or have a more feminine or masculine brain can help you to understand their preferences and behaviours in dealing with situations of conflict. For example, people whose brains are wired mainly for feminine thinking are much more likely to make decisions and deal with problems based on intuition or gut feeling, and are more likely to be creative and insightful. These are right brain traits. People whose brains are wired mainly for masculine thinking are likely to make decisions and deal with problems using statistical data, logic and analysis. Left brain traits. So do you know? Are you right or left brain dominant? Why not take the hemispheric dominance test in the workbook? In other words, why not learn whether your brain is wired more for right or left brain thinking? Knowing how your brain is wired is one of the easiest psychological profiling tools to use and understand. The first benefit is self-knowledge, knowing why we prefer to focus on certain types of information and resist or ignore others. The second advantage is that of understanding others and realising that they may have a different way of thinking rather than simply being disrespectful of what is important to us. This knowledge also helps us to focus on practicing and improving our use of the side of the brain we prefer to use least. So, first of all, take the test which is in the workbook and work out whether you are more right brain or left brain dominant. Some people, by the way, are right in the middle. They're neither left brain nor right brain dominant, but what we call integrated. And when I did the test, that's what I found I was. So why not find out where your preference lies? If you are predominantly right brain and you want to develop your left brain more, here are some things that you could think of doing. For example, filling in the details. If you think in big pictures, be methodical in filling in the fine details whenever you're working on something. Tidy up. This is something I find difficult. Find a place for everything and keep it there. Right brain people tend to be much more messy. Read a map. Plan a cross-country route, orienteering expedition, or plotting map preferences. Right brain people don't like maps quite so much. Or why not plot your family tree? Draw a picture of your family tree with names and dates of birth and death of all your relatives. Again, a very detailed task that right brain people may prefer to avoid. If you turn out to be predominantly left brain, here are some exercises you could do to develop the right side of your brain. Become an artist, learn to draw or play a musical instrument. Daydream, not all day that is, but spend some time creating a vision of some time or event in the future. Meditate, this is always on my to-do list. Learn to meditate and switch off your chattering left brain altogether. Remember your dreams. First thing in the morning, before you leap out of bed and engage with your left brain, make an effort to recall the dream you were having when you woke. Whatever you are working on in the office or at home, logic, analysis, and statistics should be interspersed with feelings, emotions, metaphors, and jokes. Use stories, gestures, descriptions, and pictures in your communication with others. Play games, laugh, and be joyful. We talked about laughter in one of the earlier lessons. Find out your brain dominance is just one of the tools available to help us to understand ourselves and to understand others. Other tools that I've used with some of my clients include things such as the Myers-Briggs Type Indicator and the Thomas Kilman Conflict Model. So, to summarise what we've learnt in this lesson, we've learnt that our values, attitudes and behaviour may be affected by the way our brain is wired, that each of us falls somewhere on a spectrum between right and left and or male and female brain dominance, that this can determine how we view and react to conflict and our preferences when it comes to analysing and resolving problems, and that we need to both acknowledge and appreciate these differences in our dealings with one another, at work and at home. Remember, knowing yourself and what makes you tick, what motivates and inspires you, and what pushes your hot buttons is important in understanding why you think and behave as you do. At the same time, it's vital to realise that other people are wired to think and behave in different ways to you, and that that's okay.